This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 9th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. And in your headlines, another advancement in space information sharing for the Springs and a new local business in an old chain location. Your top story, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, Booz Allen Hamilton is the newest founding member of Space ISAC. That's the National Cybersecurity Center Space Information and Sharing Analysis Center. Chris Bogdan, Booz Allen Senior Vice President, will join the Space ISAC board. Space ISAC, the nation's only space-dedicated information sharing and analysis center, is based at the National Cybersecurity Center here in Colorado Springs and was unveiled in April during a classified session at the 35th Space Symposium, which was at the Broadmoor. The Colorado Springs Business Journal announced this week that the Springs' newest coffee shop has opened for business in a former Starbucks location. Solar Roast Coffee, a Pueblo-based operation, opened Wednesday morning at 134 North Tejon Street, right across from Acacia Park. Co-owner Mike Hartkopp says the company is already doing well. He noted that people are finding the shop and that they are busy. And green is the color of money, and being the color will save you money. Denver-based Frontier Airlines is offering free flights if you are green, literally. The promotion is for anyone with the last name of Green, but there is a catch. It's only for one day. If you fly on Tuesday, August the 13th, you'll get a full refund of up to $400. Simply show proof that your last name is Green. That's part of Frontier's Green Week, focusing on fuel efficiency and sustainability. And in tourism news, 2018 was a record breaker as far as tourism spending in Colorado. State officials say travelers spent more than $22 billion in the state in 2018. It amounts to nearly 7% jump over 2017. That's despite traveler numbers increasing by less than 1% at close to 85 million visitors. Officials say it shows the strategy of working to attract bigger spenders might be yielding results. And stocks are falling at the open on Wall Street as fears of a trade war linger between the United States and China. Bloomberg is reporting the U.S. hasn't yet given the green light for U.S. companies to use Huawei products. Chip makers Micron Technology and Advanced Micro Devices are trading lower amid that news. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 100 points, and NASDAQ and S&P 500 were lower as well. And under the heading of diversity in business models, the Taco Bell Hotel in Palm Springs is open and guests are having a fiesta. The Bell, a Taco Bell hotel and resort, opened to guests yesterday. The pop-up space is hosting 200 guests from 21 states and 70 rooms through Monday. Some of the highlights of the hotel include pool parties, complimentary breakfasts, and a Baja Blast Freeze lounge where folks can load up on frozen concoctions. During the pool parties, a gong rings three times a day, followed by food servers carrying trays of free food. And if you need $1 million, Apple is offering a record reward of $1 million to cybersecurity researchers to detect flaws in its iPhones. The company made the offer yesterday at an annual Black Hat security conference in Las Vegas. The offer comes a day after security officials demonstrated how to take control of someone else's iPhone just by sending a text. Apple has been trying to upgrade its security on the iPhones, and more governments are seeking third parties to help them hack in to the personal phones of dissidents, journalists, and human rights activists. The previous high reward was $200,000. Time is 9:55 here on KRDO's Business Cast. The Extra Business Edition will be back next week at 9 a.m.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.